much for that record. And you didn't even check to see if it's a bootleg. We can't sell this, you know that. So now the store's out all that money, and... No, I don't think insurance is gonna cover it. And where the hell are you, anyway? You were supposed to be here 2 hours ago. Look, I've given you way too much slack on this. You know today's new stock day. You knew you had to work this morning shift. No. Okay, you're not sick. You're just hungover. Drink some water and get over here. Or you can start looking for a new job. Oh, the flu. So did you have the flu last night in these Instagram photos of you at the bar? Hello? Shit. Fucking people. A customer. Hi. No, it's not a bad time. It's, I'm just having a bit of a staffing issue. Because it sounds like my assistant manager just quit. And we've got a bunch of new stuff in. Plus, I need to sort through all this used stuff we just bought, and... Anyway, I'm sure you didn't come in here to listen to me complain, so can I help you? Goth stuff? Yeah, we've got, like, goth industrial, dark wave, some older stuff, like Bauhaus and Rasputina. It's mostly over on that shelf. Oh, and the listening station is just over there. And just make sure you spray the headphones before you use them. Yeah, you might not want that one. It's not their greatest album. The one before it's great. The one with the white and black cover. And the one after it. Oh, yeah, that one's so fucking good. I am not sure where they went wrong with that middle one, though. What's up? Punk stuff? Yeah, just a couple shelves over. But, so, what band's you into? I mean, we've got pop punk, skate punk, some hardcore, some ska punk, crust punk. God, please don't say crust punk. Just call something out and I'll tell you if we have it. What's up? What do I like? Well, I mean, I like all sorts of stuff. You name a genre, I probably have at least a few favorites. Look, I am not trying to be presumptuous or anything, but are you sure that kind of stuff is your scene? Totally cool if you're into something else. I don't judge. No, I mean, you just seem kind of, let's say, unfamiliar with a lot of this. I mean, I'm fine making a sale, but I'd love to send people home with something they want, you know? Like, if I'm off the mark, let me know, but something tells me you don't normally listen to any of this. Why the sudden interest? Oh, wait a minute. I know what this is. I have seen this before. It's a girl, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Come on, tell me the truth. Maybe someone who dresses like this? Hot pink hair? Or maybe blue? I don't judge. And you are... No. Wait. No, hold on. Don't go, please. I'm not making fun of you, I swear. Honestly, I'm not trying to make fun. Hey, it's okay. These are my two favorite things. I get to play matchmaker and rave about my favorite bands. This day just got a whole lot better for me. And hey, at least you didn't come in here pretending like you knew everything. That's already a mark on the positive side, right? Look, you heard about my little staffing problem today. I've got all this new stuff to put away. I've got a proposition for you. What are you doing for the next few hours? Well, because I could use a hand here. You help me get all this stuff sorted and shelved, and I'll give you a few good records to start you off. Plus, I'll buy you lunch. And, like, $50, I guess. Deal? Oh, my God. Look, go over and flip the sign to closed. Oh, yeah, lock the door. I'll open back up after all this shit is sorted. Yeah, that lever just there. Just turn it to the left. Mm-hmm. That should do it. If anyone knocks, I'll tell them to fuck off. No, really. I really do want to sometimes. Okay, so there is honestly not much to this. Just open the box, pull out the records, put them in alphabetical order over in the new section. I'll start sorting through the used stuff. Cool? Oh, thanks for helping out. Oh, wait. Don't stock that one. No, put that one on the counter. It's yours. You know, when I decided to open this place, I thought it was going to be so cool. And trust me, it is sometimes, but it's also just a giant fucking pain in my ass. Like how much of my week it takes up. I mean, forget dating. I haven't done that since I started the place. I've got to keep the store going, like 6 days a week. Oh, and sometimes I'll get people asking to speak to the manager, and I'm like, hello, I own this place. It's like they see me and the tattoos and the way I dress and the tits, and they just can't comprehend it. Like, having these means my MBA just doesn't exist. Okay, that shocked look was kind of adorable. Was it because I mentioned my tits? Yeah. Well, they're great, until you go to apply for a loan. I had to borrow a baggy coat just to have anyone take me half seriously. And I had just gotten them pierced, so that was not comfortable. There's that look again. I gotta say, that kind of bashful thing is kind of cute sometimes. What can I say? You got a type, right? Goth? Punk? Alt girl or whatever? Yeah, I do too. So what's her name? You know, the girl you're trying to impress. What's her name? I know most of the people in the scene around here. Maybe if I knew who she was, I could give some better advice. Oh, come on, it's not like I'm gonna tell her or something. Do you even know if she's, like, available? You're pretty sure. Okay. So where did you meet her? She's your new neighbor. Oh. So she's new in town, eh? Oh, wait. Put that record on the counter. Yeah, you're gonna love those guys, I promise. Okay, this is the part that sucks. These turntables are always the worst. They put like 6 of them in a box, and they're so hard to get out without damaging the display boxes. So, can you just hold the box down, and I'll pull. Yeah. Almost. Yeah. There we are. It's just that first one's a bitch. The other 5 are super easy. After... Hey, what the fuck? You ripped my fishnets. Actually, they were already ripped. I bought them like this. Okay, sorry. I thought it was funny. I didn't mean to. Okay, take a breath. Just put down the boxes for a second and come here. Into my office. There, sit on the couch. Relax for a second, okay? We can get back to the records in a minute. You are... Wow, you are tense. And I have a feeling you're not usually like this. It's not like creepy tense, it's more like... I don't know, is it because you're a little out of your element here? Or because I'm being too open, asking too many questions? Look, if I said something wrong or whatever, just let me know. Okay, stop apologizing. Yeah, it's like you don't need to say sorry for saying sorry. I guess that's why I'm asking you all this stuff. You just seem so put off. Maybe I'm being a bit of a bitch here. The whole shy, awkward thing is kind of a turn on. I gotta say, I'm getting a little jealous. If it doesn't work out with what's-her-name, you know where my store is. I just want to make sure you know what you might be getting yourself into. Have you considered that this girl you're chasing might be a little, too much for you? A lot of girls who dress like this have some major kinks. Is that something you're comfortable with? Do you even know what you're going to say to this mystery woman? You're not going to lose your nerve, are you? All right, come on. Tell me what you'd say to her. How are you going to introduce yourself? And don't tell me you're going to show up in black and pretend your name is, like, Raven or something. I'd say just be you. And it's easy to prepare to get rejected. What if this mystery girl says yes? What if things work out? Are you prepared for that? What if she's got her top open? Nice and low. Like this. And you can see almost everything. And you're alone together. You're not going to get all tongue-tied. See? You're looking away already. Don't. I want you to look. How about now? Let's say you get all the way to this point with her. Top hanging on just by the tiniest bit of zipper. You going to get all shy and look away? What would you do? Shh. Don't tell me. Show me. What am I doing? Oh, I think that is pretty obvious, don't you? Straddling your lap. Something the matter? Just tell me to stop and I will. But if I'm feeling what I think I do, I don't think you want me to stop. So pretend I'm her. You've got her right where you want her. What do? No, I'm not usually like this with someone I just met. But I already told you, we both have a type. Besides that, if I knew it was going to be this humid today, I probably wouldn't have worn fake leather. I should probably just stick to selling vinyl and not wearing it. So, you still hung up on your neighbor? Or are you going to pull the rest of my zipper down? Because I just want to make sure you're not going to disappoint her. That, you know, you're not going to lose your nerve. And I've seen you checking me out since you came into my store. You want to see the rest of me, don't you? Well, I can promise you the tattoos you haven't seen yet are way more interesting than the ones you have. What do you say? I thought so. You know, I opened this store a little over 2 years ago, and it took me like 6 months of planning and budgeting and trying to get financing. You know what that means? It means nobody has touched these in almost 2.5 years. Nobody has pulled on these rings. Well, nobody except me. So maybe you could do me a favor and just No, don't stop. No, pull them harder. Yeah. No, it's okay. I'll tell you when to stop. I'll keep going. Right there. And twist them a little. Fuck. Oh, I can tell you're getting harder. Even through your jeans. Come on, give them another good twist and we'll see what we can do about that. Because it almost feels like you're going to go off in your pants, huh? Thank you. I needed that. Okay, you can let go. Let me get up. No, you stay there. Just, scoot to the front of the couch a little. And get those pants off. Oh, fuck. Look at that. I mean,
So fucking hard.
So tell me something.
You ever have a tongue stud? Teasing that cock? Mm-hmm. Like this? Black lipstick just smearing all over. You want me to keep going? Then don't just sit there getting that cock sucked. Grab my hair. Fuck my face. Yeah, I mean it. Go ahead. Okay, just give me a second. It's been a while since I fuck it. I keep going. Look how wet that is. Now you want to put it between these big fucking tits? Like this? Oh, look at that. Look at it peeking in and out from between them. Oh, look at what a fucking mess you made of my makeup, too. Is that what you wanted? Because it's what I wanted. So you want me to go faster? Slower? Just tell me what you want. Or you could just come all over them like that. No, it's okay. It's okay. Enjoy it. Fuck. That's a lot. I mean, a lot. You really made a mess out of me. No, I love it. Don't tell me you're spent already. You've got more in you, right? So, why don't you do a little something for me? Let me just lay back on my desk and you can... No. Don't take off my skirt. Just rip my fishnets. There. Yeah, bring my panties to the side. Do it. Please. Oh, that's right. Lick my fucking cunt. Watch me rub your cum into my tits while you lick me. Oh, God. Oh, it's been so long. Oh, holy shit. I might just have to offer you a job here. But please, no, don't stop. Don't stop. That's right. Grab my fucking legs. Oh, do it. God damn. No, please don't stop. Please. Please don't stop. Just a little bit higher. Yeah, and faster. Yeah, that's it. Just keep. Fuck. Don't you dare stop. Okay, please tell me you're fucking hard again because I need it in me. Please give me that cock. Come here. That's right. Pull my fucking rings. Will you fuck me? Two and a half fucking years. Oh, God, I needed this. You can fuck me harder than that, can't you? I dare you. Twist him. Twist my rings again. Hold him tight. Will you fuck me? Oh, pull him. Will you fuck me? You're not getting tired of me, are you? Good. Good. Oh, slam fucking to me. I need it. I need it so bad right now. It's been so fucking long. Hope you can keep it up a bit longer. No, don't pull out already. You can't. Oh, bend over here, the couch, like this. Yes, sir. Let me just get these panties down. And you see that tattoo on my back? Better do what it says. Harder. Grab my hair. Oh, slam my ass. Ah! Don't just fuck me. Oh, please. Come on. You can slam me harder than that. Promise. Ah! This is what I want. Another. Fuck me, will you do that? Fuck. You want to make another mess out of me? Is that what you want? All over my back? Oh, my big fucking tits? Or maybe my face this time. Make an even bigger mess out of my makeup. No, not yet. Just hold out a little longer. Oh, right there. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, come for me. Just tell me what you wanted in me. Fucking do it. Oh, fill me up. You want to shoot that load in me, shy boy? Oh, you're not so fucking shy now, are you? So do it. Come in me. Oh, give me every last drop of that fucking... I can feel it. Don't stop. Keep going. No, not until you're all done. Be careful. Oh, probably gonna have to get this couch deep cleaned. And the carpet. Oh, totally worth it. I'd say the store is staying closed for the rest of the day. Oh, fuck, I'm a mess. Oh, you came fucking everywhere. And I'm sweaty. My makeup's a mess. And oh my god, my hair. Oh, I'm definitely gonna have a huge bruise right on my ass. No, don't apologize. Don't apologize. Or do, I don't know. It's kind of my kink, if you haven't noticed. Taking shy guys like you and seeing just how aggressive they're actually willing to get. And you... You didn't disappoint one bit. Oh, but I haven't done that since college. Kind of glad I waited until you showed up. And here we come to the awkward post-coital talk. Oh, fuck. That was great. It really was. So, I don't know what you do for a living, but, want a job at a record store? Low pay, late, shitty hours, but hey, free records. And other benefits, of course. Well, think it over. But we really, really, both of us, we need to get cleaned up. Look, if you don't mind maybe doing a really short walk of shame. I've got a pretty big shower at my place. It'll fit too. It's just two blocks down Main Street and one block to the left. That old brick apartment building with the creepy gargoyle out front. Yeah, that's me. Unless you live somewhere closer, maybe. Where do you live, anyway? Oh, wait, what? It's two blocks down, one to the left? The old brick building with the... Oh, you are my new neighbor. So you mean... wow. So I guess you figured out how to ask that girl out then. Happy I could help. So what do you say I get you that lunch I promised back at my place? We listen to some records, work on overcoming that shyness problem just a bit more. Don't worry, those boxes will still be here tomorrow morning. Oh, and welcome to the neighborhood.